Donald's View, The Shrinking Middle Class.
When Robin and I were talking about the shrinking middle class, it made me aware that some things can be explained. It's like an hourglass, with the middle class, the pinched part, or like someone with a very small waistline. What happens when you flip the hourglass? Either way you flip it, you have the poor feeding the rich, or the rich feeding the poor. It's either one or the other. I don't like that visual because it reminds me of the old world and aristocratic ways that America revolted against. Are we headed back that way? Were the colonists just a bunch of misguided idealists to begin with? Our country has been a superpower for a short amount of time, if you look at the history of the world. The biggest risk we have now is not being prepared for the future. As we have seen, there are no guarantees, but being ready sure beats being taken by surprise. During World War I, at the Battle of Gallipoli, no one expected 250,000 soldiers to be killed or for the combined British, Australian, New Zealand, and French operations to be defeated and repelled by the Turks. It came as a big surprise to them because they didn't know what they were getting into. Globalization is a fact of life in today's environment. As Robert described China and India as growing economies we must watch, I simply smiled, as once again we have been thinking alike. Many people think it will take years for China and or India to approach America's position as the largest economic power. But this may be yet another example of groupthink in process. Both Robert and I have seen their global impact already. Recently, I was talking to a friend who lives in Europe, and he mentioned the huge amount of coverage China gets over there, compared with what we have about it in the United States. It's a very big topic there. There are two facts alone about China that will indicate how that country is doing and where that country is going. 1. The first Starbucks opened in China 2 years ago. There are now more Starbucks in China than in the United States. 2. In the 1970s, Shanghai had exactly one skyscraper. It now has close to 800. Those are just two examples, yet easily visualized examples that should bring something home. China is a big force. Its population is such that one in every five people on the entire planet is Chinese. China has a vibrant economy and workforce and has adapted very well to the new technology. The Chinese are industrious and disciplined. What does this mean? We can either close our eyes and be blown aside, or we can study China and position ourselves to benefit from the changes.